Athletes from Kenya and Ethiopia are favored today in the 105th running of the Boston Marathon. It's not hard to find out how the top runners are doing, but you usually have to check the papers the next day to find out about friends and family in the race. This year, you can track the progress of any of the 15,000 runners thanks to some tiny electronic chips and the internet. From Boston, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Later today, Liam Oag Mycroft will sit down in New Mills, England, to watch his father run the Boston Marathon. It's not that Liam the Elder is poised to capture a top time in the event. The 43-year-old is just one of the thousands of ordinary runners taking on the challenge of the historic 26-mile race.
My son will be sat watching the race on the TV, because we have got a live coverage of it over here, and he'll also have the internet on, I'm sure, knowing he always has it on anyway, but he'll be tracking me to see how I'm doing and see whether I'm hitting the targets that I hope to do.
Mycroft and the 15,000 other runners will have small computer chips tied to their shoelaces. As they cross mats throughout the course, radio transmitters scan the chips and provide instant updates over the internet on each runner.
To actually know that people can follow us and actually know how individuals are doing within the race, rather than just picking up the results but maybe a day or so later, well, I think brings a new feeling to it, I think, from the runners. And I think it allows the sort of like family support from 3,500 miles away.
Race director David McGilvery says the 105-year-old race is going high-tech.
It used to be, you know, chalk mark in the road, gun goes off, cross the finish line, grab a bowl of beef stew and go home. And now it's just absolutely astounding what it takes. It's not just moving road cones anymore.
Boston Marathon officials first used the microchip technology in 1995 to record start and finish times, but this is the first year they'll track runners throughout the race. John Burkholzer with the Boston Athletic Association's technology team clicks through a mock-up of the data on a pocket-sized wireless computer.
As you can see, we're going to show you projected where he is on the course. We're going to give you his average pace, and we're going to give you either projected or actual finish if he's finished.
500,000 people usually crowd the marathon route, more if the weather is nice. Race director McGilvery says the new tracking technology could change the way roadside spectators experience the race. For the first time, officials will be along the route with handheld computers. They'll be able to give spectators almost instant updates on any runner. In the past, McGilvery's friends, who'd come out to cheer him on, had to estimate what time he'd crest Heartbreak Hill.
Whereas with this kind of program, they'll be able to track my progress through the entire race and know that, oh my God, he's having trouble. Someone will know if I'm in trouble, if I'm having a great race, you know, somewhere on the 30K point of the course. Never been able to do that.
Fans will also be able to track the top contenders. For the last 10 years, Kenyans have won the men's division. Three of those champions, Moses Tanui, Joseph Chebet, and Elijah Legat, are among this year's favorites. In the women's race, three-time winner Fatima Roba of Ethiopia is expected to be in the front of the pack, along with Catherine Dereba and Lorna Kiplagat of Kenya. But for Boston, the marathon is not just about the elite runners. It's a civic event in which thousands of people attempt to run a ridiculously long distance. If the new technology functions properly, the stories of those thousands of other runners will unfold online just moments after they unfold on the 26.2-mile course. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Boston.